Hallelujah. Precious Savior, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. We give you worship. Oh God, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for your loving kindness, for your grace, for your power, for your kindness. Oh God, thank you that you are God and there is no one else like you, none in the heavens, none on the earth, none who deserves the worship, none who deserves the adoration. Thank you for the blessedness of your grace this morning, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. You are God. You are God, and there is no one else like you, God, precious Redeemer. I thank you that, Lord, indeed you give us the grace to wake up this morning. You give us the grace to hear your voice. You give us the grace to call us your children, oh God. Do not take it for granted, oh Jehovah God. It's not in vain. It was not out of accident, but it was by your divine plan. It was for your good pleasure that you called us your own, my Father, my God. I magnify you, Lord, this morning. I adore you. I thank you. I glorify you, Lord. I worship your holy name. Thank you that you are God and there is no one else like you, God. Precious Savior, you are holy. You are worthy. You are our healer. You are our redeemer. You are our King of kings and Lord of lords, Jesus. We can put our trust in you. We can put our defense on you, oh God. We can put our hope in you, Jehovah God. You continually keep us. You continually sustain us. You continually watch over us, Jehovah God. Thank you for this morning. Thank you that, Lord, in each and every day you have a new word for us, oh God. You have a new grace for us, oh God. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from your mouth, oh God. I thank you for the words that come from your mouth, oh God. You say that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, hearing the message of salvation, hearing the message of truth, oh God. Your spirit is truth. Your word is truth. Indeed, it is only when we open our ears, when we open our hearts to the understanding and believing the message of salvation, the message of wholeness, the message that it is not your will that we are sick, oh God. It is not your will that we stay sick, oh God. It's not your will that we continue in sickness, oh God. And Father, there is nothing that you rejoice in evil. You do not rejoice in sickness. You do not rejoice in evil in us, oh God. You do not delight in evil, oh God. You rejoice with the truth. You hope, always hope all things, believe all things, you trust all things, and you keep no record of wrongs, oh God, oh God, Jesus. You love us, oh God. You are concerned for us. When you made Adam, you made him whole. You made him without blemish. You made him without anything, oh God. It is just sin that entered into this earth, oh God, and distorted the image of man, my Father, my God. But Father, you are returning us to glory. You are restoring us to glory. You are restoring us to glory. In Christ, we are restored to glory. We retain the same glory. We are covered once more with the glory that is in you, O God. The glory that you gave us, O God. The glory that you've clothed in flesh, O God. The glory that you've called us to walk in, O God, my Father. Rewire our minds. Rewire our thinking. Rewire our thought pattern, O God. Transform our mindset, O God, O God, Jesus, to see the things that you have done, to see the things that you are doing, to see the things that you purpose to do, my God, in our lives, the level of understanding that you have called us to have, my God. And Father, we take every thought captive, every thought captive, every thought that is contrary to your will and plan and purposes, oh God, every thought that is contrary to the destiny, every thought that is contrary to your word, every thought that is contrary to Christ, to what you have redeemed in Christ, to what you have bought for us in Christ, to the payment that you have paid for us in Christ, oh God. Indeed, when you said it is finished, tell this time, my God, you completed every requirement of the law. You completed every little, you destroyed and disarmed all powers of darkness and made a public spectacle of them, disarming them on the cross, shaming them, oh God. You also took the written code that was written against us, its regulations, and you nailed it to the cross, my Father, my God. You translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the marvelous, of light, of your marvelous Son, with whom you love the most, Jehovah God. On top of that, you fought for You became our righteousness. He that knew no sin was made sin that we might become the righteousness of God. You made us your firstborns, O God. You created a new creation, O God, that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. Indeed, you even fought for our prosperity, O God, that we shall not be poor. He that was made poor, that we might become rich, O God. Became our healing, you became our health, that if any man lift up his eyes, he shall be saved. Whosoever believes in his name shall not perish, but have everlasting life, have eternal life. You came to give us the life eternal, the life of this age and the life of the age to come, my God. You came to give us the abundant life. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life and life in abundance. I thank you for the abundant life that is in Christ, the life without end, the life that is the Zoe life of God, the life that flows in our bones, that flows in every sick cell, oh God, that brings life again, that brings life in every cancerous cell, that brings order to hormones, that brings order to blood vessels, that brings order to genes, that brings order to every genetic condition, oh God. Thank you, the Lord, there is a place of order. There is a place of order that happens when your spirit walks in us, oh God, that whosoever believes in your name shall not perish. Whosoever believes in your name shall not remain sick. Whosoever believes in your name shall not remain in poverty. Whosoever believes in your name shall not remain under the dictates of sin, under the perishing power of sin, under the perishing nature of wickedness, under the perishing nature of condemnation, under the perishing nature of a corrupt mind, of a depraved mind. But whosoever believes in you shall not perish, but have everlasting life, the life in its fullness, the life in salvation, the life in healing, the life in prosperity, the life in breakthrough, the life in victory, the life in leading, oh God, the life that makes us the head and not the tail, that gives us a better glory, a better covenant than the old that it was, oh God. You've called us to better things, oh God. You've called us to a better place, oh God, a better covenant written by better things and better promises, oh God. My Father, my God, open our minds to understand that. Open our ears to understand that. Open the eyes of our understanding to believe that, oh God. To believe in your will, to believe in your divine redemption, oh God. To believe in your divine power, to believe in your divine purpose for healing, oh God. Shani mana karabu toko ba ya karabu toko ba ko ya karabu ti di 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 ba ya karabu toko ba kasa di 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 rimba takasha da 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 di di ramba di 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 ba ya karabu toko ba kasa di 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 ba ya karabu toko ba kasa di 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 di. My Father, my God, you're sending forth your healing this morning, oh God. You say, send forth your word. You send forth your word and you heal the disease. You send forth your word and you heal the disease. My Father, my God, I speak a word of healing this morning. I speak a word of healing over my brother, over my sister who is on a sick bed. I speak a word of healing over this one that has been declared impossible to be healed, oh God. I speak a word of healing over the one that is suffering from dengue, the one that is suffering from malaria, the one that is suffering in ICU, oh God, the one that is suffering from COVID, from respiratory difficulties, oh God, the one that has been declared more than stage 4 cancer, oh God, the one that has been sent home, oh God, the one that is just gasping for the last breath, oh God, there is a chance in you, my God. If they just receive the message of salvation and believe it in their heart, they can be healed. They are healed, oh God. I send forth healing now. I send forth healing now. I send forth healing now. Heal every dread situation. Come back alive. Every dry bone, come back to life. Every cancer cell, die and dematerialize, oh God. Every swelling in abdomens, die, oh God. Every hormonal imbalances, die in the name of Jesus. Every work of barrenness, die in the name of Jesus. Every work of wickedness, die in the name of Jesus. Every work of illnesses and ailments, oh God, and conditions, whatever congenital abnormalities, let them die in the name of Jesus. Every deformity is being corrected now in the name of Jesus. There is rewiring of bones, my God. There is rewiring of limbs, oh God. Limbs are gaining strength, oh God. Withered hands are being strengthened, are being stretched again, oh God. Them that are crippled are walking. Deaf ears are opening, oh God. Blind eyes are seeing this moment, oh God. We are hearing your miracles, oh God. The dumb are beginning to speak, oh God. Those that are confused in their mind, those going through depression, those going through bipolar, those going through religious grandiosity, those going through whatever condition, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Whatever schizophrenia, oh God, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. We cancel it in the name of Jesus. I cancel autism, oh God. I cancel, I reverse it in the name of Jesus. I speak a reversal over ADHD, oh God. I speak a reversal over whatever condition of the mouth, oh God, over diabetes. I speak a reversal. All those with abnormal sugars, I speak normalcy. I speak normalcy. Can they come back to normal in the name of Jesus this very moment? Can your sugars be under control, oh God? Oh my God, when we come under the control of the Holy Spirit, you are able to control every situation. Even our bodies come under your control, oh God. Even our mind has come under the control, oh God. Even our thought patterns come under your control. There is nothing that is impossible with you, Jehovah. What can't you do, oh God? What can't you do, my Father, my God? What is that condition that defeats the doctors? Even HIV dies this morning. Every spiritual wickedness that is attached to any disease, be gone, be gone, be gone in the name of Jesus. Everything that we have swallowed, everything that has taken from the work of wickedness, every work of witchcraft that is causing sickness in the body, let it die in the name of Jesus. All the ailments of obesity, all the complications of metabolic disorders, may they die in the name of Jesus. May they die. May they melt away. Every tumors fall off. Every scars from the body fall off. Every those that have lost their wombs, give them new wombs in the name of Jesus. Those that think they cannot have children because they have lost their wombs, oh God, there is a restoration in you, my Father, my God. There is a restoration of wombs, my Father, my God. There is a restoration of fertility, oh God. There is a reawakening of fertility. You restored a 90-year-old woman and she was able to have children. It is never too late for them that are still believing. For them that are still believing, every heart condition is stabilized, my God. You are the one that replaces hearts, oh God. You replace kidneys, oh God. You replace brains, oh God. You replace livers, oh God. It doesn't matter how far we were lost in physical sin, oh God. But Lord, in physical destruction of our body, you are able to bring it to restoration. You can reverse any condition. You can heal broken bones. You can reverse deformities, oh God. You can reverse cancer. You can reverse it, oh God. Oh God, I pray for my listener, the one that is on a sickbed, the one that is with so many machines connected to their body, so many monitors, oh God, the one that has not worked for the past 3 months, oh God. I am speaking health. I'm speaking life. I'm speaking vitality to those bones. I speak vitality. Shakarabo tokoba. Let there be a restoration of bones, mikarabataka, bone coming to back to bone, ligament to ligament, strength to strength, flesh to flesh. And on top of that, we add the Holy Spirit. We speak life, shikarabataka. We prophesy. I prophesy life this morning. I prophesy healing this morning. I prophesy wholeness this morning. I prophesy mental soundness, oh God. I prophesy that this is the last day that we shall see these Egyptians that we see today. We shall never see them again. I cancel every reminders of darkness. I cancel every symptoms that bring doubt to God. I rebuke every spirit of doubt, every spirit of sickness. I rebuke every evil spirit attached to every disease, oh God. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of my brother. Come out of my sister. Come out of my child, oh God. Come out of the child that is listening, oh God. Come out over the old man. Come out over the young woman. Come out over the old woman, oh God. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be gone. We scatter by fire. Get out and check out and never come back in the name of Jesus. There is healing. There is balm in Gilead. There is balm in Gilead. My God, your children shall not stay bound. Your children shall not stay bound. Your children shall not stay bound. We shall not stay bound, my Father, my God. God, because in you there is redemption.
There is redemption. There is redemption. There is redemption. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. The Lord that heals. You told the Israelites, I am the Lord your God that healeth every disease, that heals all your diseases. He who forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases, that there were none feeble among them. There shall be no miscarriage among them. There shall be no barrenness among them. There shall be no casting away of their young. There shall be no premature death, oh God. Oh God, there shall be no tears, no mourning, no death, oh God. Because, Father, you have already destroyed death. You have scattered death. You have, death has lost its sting. Death has lost its power. All that we do is sleep, oh God. Shakaraba takabashi. We shall not live. We shall live and not die. And we shall live to see and to declare the goodness of the Lord in this land of the living. Oh my God, our hearts will glorify you in this land of the living. Oh God, the prophet say that. Oh makaraba takabaka shekedeke. Only the living, only the living, only the living can praise you. Only the living can praise you. Only the living can praise you. Hezekiah said, oh God, no one in the grave can praise you. Only the living can praise you. And Father, this morning, oh God, there is my brother and my sister who say, oh God, I still have a lot to do on this earth, oh God. I am not ready to die this moment. I am not ready to go this time. I still have something to glorify your name. I still have to preach the gospel. I still have to speak to the nation. I still have to heal the sick. I still have to raise the dead. And that person that is catching on to that faith, oh Father my God, you never leave anyone that comes to you in faith, oh God, because you're a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. And Father, I know as faith is arising in my brother and in my sister, you are getting pleased, oh God, and your healing angels are already at work, oh God. Your healing angels are already bringing to delivery that mother that has been in intensive labor for some time, oh God. Oh, your angels are already at work. They are already cutting out tumors. They are already replacing kidneys. Oh my God, your angels are at work, oh God. They are already reversing situations. Your angels are at work, oh God. They are already reversing death situations. Your angels are at work, oh God. They are already cutting out, oh, doing eye surgeries, oh God. They are replacing retinas. They are replacing cataracts. They are cutting them out. They are replacing and putting to order eye pressures. Oh my God, your angels are at work this moment, oh God. They are doing a surgery. They are doing a surgery on the brain. They are melting away the tumor. They are cutting away those glioblastomas, those tumors that are considered, oh my God, that they cannot be cured, oh God. Your word is working it out. Your word is melting them. Your word is reversing stroke, my God. You are going, whether it is an infarct, oh God, you are bringing reflow of blood in that area, my God. Whether it is it's a clot, oh God, you are dissolving it. In this moment, clots are being dissolved, oh God. Pneumonia is being destroyed in the name of Jesus. Pneumonia, hear the word of the Lord. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Cancer, the Lord rebuke you. Cancer in your ugly form, in whatever form you have, the Lord rebuke you. We resist you and get out. Get out of my brother. Get out of my sister. Whether it is hypertension, hypertension be healed. Hypertension be restored. Hypertension become to normalcy this very moment, that they shall wonder what happened. Oh my God, you are bringing 100% health. You are bringing divine health, that you say in your word, by your stripes we were healed. By your stripes we were healed. By your stripes we were healed. Rikandana nini maratatetete shete karabutu. Jehovah God, you are a mighty Father. You are a mighty God. You are a mighty King. What is it that you cannot do? What is it that you cannot do? Shakarabata Oh my God, we take your life. We take your life, oh God. Divinity, divinity manifested in humanity, my God. Oh my God, we receive the nature of God. We have the nature of God. We have the glory of God. We are made in the image and likeness of God. And God in you, there is no, you are not lame. You are not blind. You are not deaf. You are not mute, my God. And since you live in us, we cannot be deaf. We cannot be blind. We cannot be mute. We cannot be lame, my God. We see. We receive our sight this morning. We receive our sight, this our hearing this morning. We receive our health this morning. We receive our sound mind this morning. We receive our physical healing this morning. We receive our emotional healing this morning. And this healing overflows not just for our bodies, but to our relationships, oh God. Them that are having strains in their relationship, them that are having strains in their marriages, oh God, them that are having strains in their workplaces, oh God. My Father, my God, everything that you made was good. Everything that you made was good. Everything that you made was good. And you are able to bring order. Oh my God, the one that has been persecuted, the healing that is needed in the world, oh God, the nations that are suffering from persecution. Oh my God, oh my God, may you heal the nation. You say that the leaves of the tree of life are for the healing of the nations, oh God. The Son of Righteousness comes with healing in his wings, my God. May the Son of Righteousness arise. May the Son of Righteousness arise. May he come with healing in his wings, oh God. Oh God, arise and let your enemies be scattered. Oh God, arise and let the enemies of God be scattered. Oh God, arise and raise up a standard against him. Though he come like a flood, you have raised up a standard against him, oh God. Though he comes in one direction, he shall flee in seven, oh God. And Father, this morning, we scatter by fire. We scatter by fire. We scatter in seven directions. Every plantings of the evil one, every plantings of darkness, every plants of the enemy that have purpose to come and bring forth destruction on your children, to bring forth confusion in your children, oh God. Everywhere where the enemies have gathered, we scatter them by fire. Every altars that have been raised, oh God, we destroy them by fire. We raise fire. We raise fire, oh God. We raise another altar that goes, that is superior, oh God. And we declare them null and void. We scatter every work of witchcraft, every work of the enemy. We destroy every bonds of darkness, everyone that has entered into a covenant with darkness, oh God. I pray for mercy. I pray for mercy. Let the superior law intervene, oh God. Let the superior law of life, the spirit, the law of life in the spirit, overcome, overpower the work of darkness, overpower the covenants of sin and darkness, oh God. There is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the spirit of life has set us free from the law of sin and death. My Father, my God, you destroyed sinful nature. You cut out sinful nature. You spiritually circumcised sinful nature out of us, oh God. We cannot be slaves to sin. We cannot be slaves to our sinful nature, oh God. Our sinful nature was crucified in Christ, oh God. It was crucified. It was put to death, the members of our body, the members of our flesh, the members of our futile thinking, oh God. And we received a new mind, oh God. We received a regenerated body, oh God. Where immortality clothes the mortal body, oh God. We are groaning. We groan each and every morning. We groan each and every morning that we be clothed. Oh my God. You are bruised for our transgression. You are crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was laid upon you, my God, by your stripes, by your beatings, oh God, we were made well, we declare life, we declare life, oh God. We declare life. We declare life. We declare life. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you that you do impossible things. Nothing is impossible with you, Jehovah God. Nothing is impossible with your hand. Nothing is impossible with your grace. Nothing is impossible with your power. What can we say about Father? Abba Father, you are worthy. Abba Father, you are gracious. Abba Father, you are excellent, oh God. Abba Father, you reign on high. Thank you that, Lord, you can speak to us this morning, that we can hear you, oh God. Thank you that indeed you gathered us. You do not gather your children in vain, oh God. You do not gather us in vain, oh God. But Lord, you gather us to teach us to understand your truth. Oh God, and we understand it, oh Jehovah God. Speak to us, my Father, this morning. Give us insight, oh God. Give us insight. Oh, give us insight superior to the insight of our teachers. You said you'll make us 10 times better. Oh, makaraba takashe tetete karaba se. Rikati siti kidi karatata setete karabuto kovakashe da 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 karaba kabashe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. Good morning, my brother. All is well. Good, 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 good. Thank God. Let's get to the word. And today we will still continue with healing. And I believe that as we continue to hear the message and hear the message again, faith is rising. Faith is rising. Maybe you've been wondering, oh, you know, I'm not getting well, or I still feel the, you know, the effects of the symptoms. And you're like, God, I believe you. I believe you. I believe you. But my body is still not responding. Oh my God. How are we called to behave when that happens? And for sure, in your mouth, you're speaking it. You're saying, I am healed. I believe it. 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 And you know, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse... Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Let's just look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. And there's a principle there that I want us to look at. Yeah, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. And just give me a moment. Let me just open King James so that I also can have that context. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. And I will look at some verses there. And it speaks about holding fast. Holding fast. And what does verse 35 say? It says that, so do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith. The just shall live by faith. And if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. If any man shrink back, I will not be pleased in him. But we are not of those who shrink back or who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. but to those who believe and are saved. And then after that, it jumps to into Hebrews 11. It says, now faith. I want us to look at the beauty of these words. No, it's like we are being told there's an order to things. That you have to come to the point of believing. Actually, even let's look at verse 23 of Hebrews. I think that's a verse I was looking for. Hebrews 10, verse 23. It says that, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. Let us look at another version. Let me just see if I can open, compare multiple versions. Amplified, it says, so let us seize and hold fast and retain without wavering the hope we cherish and confess and our acknowledgement of it. For he who promised is reliable, sure, and faithful to the word. To his word. Let us firmly hold the profession of our faith without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. God has promised to heal us, that when anyone, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And salvation is both the physical, mental, and spiritual healing. Jesus healed every disease. The Bible says healing power was available. Healing was just, power was just flowing from his hand. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is nothing that God has promised and he has failed to do. God is not a man to lie, not a son of man to change his mind. Has he promised and it has not come to pass? When he says, I am the Lord your God that heals all your disease. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He who forgives our sins, and he's the one who heals all our sins, and he who forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases. Look at God's word. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Send forth your word and heal your diseases. I come with healing in my wings. The Son of Righteousness comes with healing in his wings. That God say that there shall be no miscarriages among his people. There shall be no barrenness. Then none shall cast off a young. There shall be no premature death. That you shall fulfill your years. You shall not die early. If it is not your time, you shall not go. You shall fulfill your year. You shall go to your grave as a grain of wheat, full in its stalk, ripe in its stalk, ripe full of age. And you shall not go forth even bent. You shall go forth strong in body. The Bible says Moses was 120 years and his eyes had not grown dim. He was still as strong the way he was when he left Egypt. Caleb, after when he's 85 years, he says, I am still as strong as I was. And this is not wishful thinking. He's saying, I'm still as strong as I was the day I left Egypt. Look at how God froze time. That they never grew sick. They never fell off. They never did what? Their clothes did not fall off. Because he was teaching them that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God that proceeds from the mouth of God. It is you to pick a word of God. It is you to pick a promise of God, even if it is just one word of God that you know, where it says, by his stripes we were healed. It does not even say we will be healed, we are healed. We were healed. That means our price, our salvation, our healing was paid by Jesus 2,000 years ago, over 2,000 years ago, when he died on the cross, when he was beaten with the stripes. Do you know there's a principle called substitution? Substitution is someone taking your place. Now, because Jesus was beaten, by his stripes we were healed, That means that sickness has no right to be in your body. Why? Because all the sicknesses were placed on Jesus' body. The entire time Jesus was on earth, he never was sick. We are not even told of a day where he had a flu. Now, a perfect body is the one that was the devil broke. That when you read Isaiah 53, he said that he had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. His body was marred. You can imagine how the Roman soldiers will crush someone when they beat them with that whip that had thorns and glasses and things and sharp nails, and once it will touch the body, it will just come out with flesh. The devil had no right to punish or to torture or to destroy or to place a crown of thorns or to pierce in the side or to destroy the body of Christ. And since he had no right, likewise, he has no right to repeat the same in our bodies when we come to Christ. Why? Because there is substitution. Substitution means that he took my place, so he pays the price. I do not need to pay the price. You see, that is why you don't need to pay for healing. You don't need to pay for a miracle. You don't need to go to pay for a prophet for a miracle. You don't need to pay a seed for your healing. Why? Because the prophet did not pay that price. It is Christ that paid that price. At times, I hear people saying, no, I need to fast for 7 days so that I can be healed. Do you think your fasting can earn your healing? Do you think so? Do you think your fasting is enough, or it is what Christ paid? Those are dead works, and that is the basic principles of salvation we have been learning, the elementary principles. Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 1, 2, and 3. Let us not again lay again the foundation of the elementary teachings of healings, of baptisms, of repentance from dead works. Remember, all this is being tied. Healing is just one still of this, of the foundational teachings of salvation. You need to have understood healing, because healing happens at the cross. The same day you are saved, the same day you receive healing. You are healed spiritually and you are healed physically. How can God be so wicked only to heal our spirits and not to heal our bodies? We are physical beings. He made us as physical beings. So in every rite, we need to receive the wholeness first here on earth. The gospel has been taught, oh no, we will receive our healing in heaven. There is no more crying in heaven. We'll receive our mansions in heaven. We'll receive everything. But why is there still a new heaven and a new earth? That means that the earth was made for man. The heavens belong to God. The highest heavens belong to God, but the earth he has made for man. And God said that I did it for my good pleasure. Can you imagine that God enjoys watching human beings on the earth? He enjoys human beings who are having all those issues, but who have clothed themselves with Christ, and who he looks at them and says, these are my righteous ones. These are my sons of God. These are my sons. These ones bear my image. That it says that God is demonstrating the manifold wisdom of God to principalities and powers. Read Ephesians chapter 3. That God was it is to this intent that God was demonstrating his manifold witness to principalities and powers by the church. Can you imagine? You are teaching principalities and powers God, because they don't see God and they have never seen God. Angels have never seen God. The 24 elders have not seen God. Because every time they want to see God, they bow down. They bow down. The angels that stand in the presence of God, they cover their faces. Two wings are to cover their faces. Two wings are to cover their feet. And two wings are to fly. The seraphim. So the only day they saw God is when God became flesh. That is why the angels had to come and witness the birth of Jesus. They had to come and say glory to God, because now God's dwelling place is with man. And then because Jesus was a first of a kind, when we come to him, we also now become we are his brothers. We are made like him. We are conformed in his image. We are in that image of Christ. That means that because he was a son of God, he has made us sons of God. So if Jesus had a flu, yes, we should have a flu. If Jesus had cancer, so we should have cancer. But since Jesus did not have any of that, we don't have any right to have it, because there is substitution, the principle of substitution. There is an exchange of life. So I want you to be reading the Bible. Anything that you see Jesus did, you also say, oh, I can do it then. If Jesus raised the dead, I can do it, because he exchanged me. We have exchanged. He became sin that I might become the righteousness of God. He became sin. There is exchange. There is substitution. This is where it says, am I even lost in my holding fast to the confession? You must keep confessing. Do you know why we are told to keep speaking? Because speaking is a way of, how do I better put it? It's a way of rewiring your heart and your brain. It's a way of, you have to short circuit your brain, for lack of a better word. You have to, there's a word that they use. When someone is being manipulated in the mind, I don't know, I've forgotten the word. You have to brainwash, for lack of a better word. You have to brainwash your system. When you're confessing, when you're holding fast to your confession, you are rewiring your system until your heart agrees to it. Why? Because the first time, because of our unbelief. And especially because we have been in the faith too long, and we have believed something that we have been taught before, so it has become a stronghold, huh? And it might take some time. Do you know why the unbelievers get healed faster than Christians? It is because for them they have nothing to confuse them. They don't know even many verses that will say, oh, but this verse says it's for the glory of God. Oh, this verse says. They are not ready to argue with the Bible. Unbelievers in crusades, they are not ready to argue with the Bible. The pastor tells them, come to Jesus for your healing. The crusades, even you will see the posters, it says every sick person, the lame will walk, the blind will see, the deaf will hear. And the guy comes from the hospital believing that for sure I am coming to receive my healing. They even discharge themselves. But the Christian says, will God really do it? I've suffered this thing. I've suffered. And because of your unbelief, you cannot be healed. But the unbeliever, he is hearing this message for the first time, and he said, so my life can change when I come to Jesus. And he believes it, and the moment he believes it, he receives his healing. And some people believe only power is available in the crusades. It is not because it is in the crusades that power is available. No, power is available where the faith meets the power. When faith encounters the power, power is released. When faith encounters the message, power is released. When faith encounters someone who is believing, healing is released. But when the message encounters unbelief, when power encounters familiarity, because you are familiar with God, you are familiar with the man of God, you are familiar with your pastor, you just see him as your husband, you just see him as your brother, you just see him as another tribal man. You see the tribe in him. Then you will not receive anything, because you are looking at men as men. Yet we are told, from now onwards, let us not regard any man after the flesh, as we did of Christ. They used to think Jesus was just after the flesh. But after he resurrected and they saw the risen Lord, they realized, my God, we walked the things our hands have held. We were witnesses of the word of life. We were witnesses of these things. We saw his glory. We were on that mountain, Peter says. And he saw the glory of the Lord. And that glory is the same glory that is in every believer. It is only that it is clothed by flesh. And so when someone stands to speak before you and is speaking the oracles of God, stop looking at his color. Don't look at the outside flesh that he is having. Don't look at his gender. Don't look at, is this a man or a woman? Don't look at the witnesses, at their mistakes. You're looking at people who have been redeemed by the blood. If God were to count your sin against you, do you think you can stand? That is why he said, do not judge anything before the appointed time. God is the final judge. And if for sure, if he is a wolf in sheep clothing, the Lord shall judge them. But you see, God is not like us. As we are ready to judge one mistake of someone, and we'll keep replaying that video 20 years, 24 years later. I was seeing someone making comments of a certain man of God, of comments he made in 1990. Don't you think someone could have made a mistake in 1990? You are bringing a comment of 1990 to 2024. Do you think that person is the same before God? That's lack of wisdom and lack of knowing the heart of God. Because even that person who that was immoral, the prostitutes who came to Jesus, the one who was caught in the very act of immorality, the very act of adultery. And Jesus told her, I also do not condemn you. Go and sin no more. So we receive mercy first, even before we are asked to live righteous lives. We receive healing simply believing. Simply believing. Simply believing. Do you believe that Christ died for you? Yes. Do you believe that Christ paid for sickness for you? Yes. He himself bore, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24, it says that he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. People believe this without a problem. People believe that Jesus paid the price. People believe that he became a curse for us, Galatians 3:13. He became a curse for us when he hung on the tree, and that's why you cannot be cursed. And then the same statement is still finishing. By his wounds you are healed. You have been healed. By his wounds you are healed. You have already been healed. This is one verse, is the same verse, is in the same, because of what Christ bore. The bearing there is the spiritual exchange. The word there is spirit, is physical exchange, is a complete exchange, is a complete substitution. He that substituted himself by taking our sins in his body, by taking our sicknesses in his body, in his stripes, by taking our poverty in his body, by taking our sin, our wickedness in his body, by taking our sinful nature in his body, by taking our defeat, by taking our curse, by taking our weaknesses, everything evil was put on Christ. Whether it is broken bones, it was put on Christ, his bones. Whether it was cancer, it was put on Christ. Whether it was mental issues, it was put on Christ. Whether it is broken marriages, it was put on Christ. Whether it is healing for the nations, it was put on Christ. Destruction, persecution, everything. Yet he uttered no sound. He was silent. Like a sheep before a shearer is silent. Christ paid it all. He paid it. Can you believe it? You are a son of God. You are a child of God. You are righteous in God's eyes. You are not a slave to sin. You are seated with Christ in heavenly places. By his wounds, by his stripes, you are healed. You are healed. Your healing happened when Jesus was being beaten. Over 2,000 years ago. And so right now, you cannot be sick. And if you're having any symptoms, tell the symptoms, I am not sick. Hold fast to your confession. Keep confessing, I cannot die. I have not yet reached my full age. Moses was 120 years and his eyes were not dim. He was still as strong that God had to show us how to kill him. He had to ask him, take off. Now God has to say, now this is how you are to die. Take off those gowns that you have and put it on Joshua. That even the devil had to go and fight for the body of Moses, because he there were things he wanted to learn about God from that body. Because the man saw God. Even the devil himself has not seen God. Oh. The man saw God. That is why his body became an issue of contention. God can. Now imagine, that is the glory of the old covenant. How about the glory of the New Testament believer? You as a New Testament believer, with a greater glory, with a greater promises, a greater covenant, a glory that excels, a glory that grows from one level of glory to another, that you are being conformed to the image of the Son of God. Into his very likeness. And we are not being conformed into his physical image. Remember, in the spirit, the resurrected Christ. Wow. He is so majestic. He has a rainbow over his head. He has eyes that brim with brimstone and fire. He is clothed in light. He has the golden sash. He is clothed in white. He is clothed in light. His feet are like jasper, and so many descriptions. That is the image of Christ, and that is how we are in the spirit, because we are in him. And that is why we are more majestic than cherubims. We are more majestic than principalities. We are more majestic than archangels. Why? Because we are in the image of the Son. That's why, let no one disqualify you with angels that they have seen. Angels are lower than us. In fact, they are ministering servants. They are slaves. They are ministering servants sent to serve those who will inherit salvation. Who will inherit salvation? You and me. So if anyone is disqualifying you or making you feel down with all the angels they have seen, Malesh, sorry. Their level of knowledge has not yet grown them to the level to understand their real position in Christ. And yes, they are genuine. To them, that is the exercise of faith that they exercise in. And they believe that they have to first fight with things in the air before they break through to the heavens. And even me, for there was a point I was believing in that. And that's why I say, yes, it takes God to bring us to truth. And that's why for me, I may struggle to hear, but I understand where they are. I understand what the understanding they have. Because if you are seated with Christ, that means you just talk to him. But if you believe you have to fight demons to get to him, of course the demons will know, and they will resist you. And they will fight you. They will give you thoughts. You can even just be eating your food and God starts talking to you. You can be cooking, God starts talking to you. You can be showering, God starts talking to you. There is no formula to a father talking to his child. We are the ones who put formulas to things that were so meant to be so simple. Can you believe? Do you believe? You're healed. You're healed. You're healed now. And if you have any symptoms, start rewiring it.
Start confessing. Start confessing. Confess until your confession in your mouth physically and the believing in your heart become the same. Then you might even be on oxygen. But when they take it out, say, I cannot die. They put it back. A man's spirit will sustain him in infirmity, in sickness. But a broken spirit, who can heal? Who can cure? The moment you lose your confession, the moment you lose your spirit, well, even God cannot help you. No amount of prayer can help you. And that is why when you go to a sick person, first preach to them. Jesus preached first before he healed. Why? Because it is the preaching that builds the faith for the healing. So if someone is sick, just be playing sermons. Be playing faith. Repeat these sermons. Repeat this message. You can even put this message on replay. Until this word becomes flesh in them. And then when they have received it, it doesn't matter whether they are on oxygen, whether they are on stage what. If someone has received that word for healing and has believed it, they will walk out of that sick bed. I can assure you in Jesus' name. That is the word of the Lord for today. Selah. You're welcome, my brothers. Anything you mean?
To be honest, that education is, I think this is the basic fundamental thing. And we need to keep every single time that education, we do believe that our salvation, and we do believe that Jesus Christ died for our sins. So if we come, if we think to basic thing, then every issue will be solved. Amen. Every single issue.
Amen.
So those are related to you, everything. So we just need to keep to maintain all those things and keep faith, keep believing, and the world will be easy. That will get every single glory.
Amen. Amen. And I love it because it is so nice that you've understood it with the simplicity of the simple knowledge that you have. and your understanding is far much better than so many people who have been in Christianity for so many years. I'm telling you the truth, Yamin. It's as simple as that. Do you just believe God paid for your salvation? Yes, then it's the same. Then he also paid for your healing. He paid for your prosperity. He paid for your curses. He paid for everything. He just paid for it. He paid a full package for your physical and your spiritual. Why should God just heal the spirit and leave your body? What is the use? Oh God, help our unbelief. My God, help our unbelief. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for this message. Thank you for the simplicity of the truth that is in Christ Jesus. And for that, I pray for my brother and my sister that are believing in this very moment and have believed and have received their healing. Cancers have fallen off. Wounds are restored. Wounds are healed. Sicknesses disappear. Poverty has lost its hold. Someone is no longer poor from today. They cannot be poor. They are favored. They have received favor. And there's a new confession on their lips. I cannot die. I will live and not die. I will declare the goodness of the Lord in this land of the living, not in the land of the dead. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will eat the goodness of this land. Because I am willing and obedient to the simple message of truth. I cannot be sick because I was healed in Christ 2,000 years ago. I cannot be tormented by demons because the demons, they were defeated. The powers, even principalities, it doesn't matter their level.
powers, spiritual forces, dark wickedness, all those things, they were disarmed. Jesus Christ disarmed them. He already won that battle for me. They were disarmed, and he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing, victoring over them by the cross. That if they had known, they would not have crucified the Son of Glory. Now, because the Son of Glory was crucified, we have exchanged, we also have received the glory. We have received grace, we have received truth, we have received the Spirit of God. That comes with the full anointing, the full potential, the language, everything, the miracles, the signs, the wonders. We do not need to pay for anything. And Father, apart from that, in on top of that, we receive the goodness of the Lord. The favor in our workplaces, the favor in our businesses. Our hands are blessed, our face is favored, our life is favored, and everything that we do is blessed. There is every blessing that we receive in Christ Jesus. To the praise and honor of your holy name, we thank you and we give you glory. Father, all this is for your good pleasure. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. And if you have received your healing and you believed it, check yourself. Do what you could not do. If you could not walk, start to walk. If you could not hear, test your ears. If you could not see, open your eyes. If you could not, if you had pain in your stomach, pain in your back, check yourself. It is gone, and come back and give a testimony. Give a testimony in the comments. I know. I'll be checking. I know there are miracles. These teachings are not in vain. They are miracles. The word of God does not go in vain. It comes back with power. And come back tomorrow. We continue with the message of Christ. If you need to subscribe, subscribe. Whatever you need to do, do it. Don't miss the word. God bless you and have a blessed, blessed morning and blessed day ahead. Goodbye, my brothers. Bye-bye.